从现在开始，每下一次雨，我们一定会体验到温度会降低一些。
So from this day on, we know that every time it rains, our temperature will drop a little bit.
因为我们要开始了南加州的冬天。
Because the winter in Southern California is about to begin.
但是其实对很多的人来讲，南加州的冬天不算是冬天。
But to many people, as you know, the winter in Southern California is not really a winter at all.
所以很多从东部搬来的人，他们很怀念东部那种四季分明。
And we know that there are many East Coast expatriates who miss the four seasons on the East Coast.
这个四季非常的分明对人的人生有很好的提醒。
Having four distinct seasons is a good reminder to a person as to how to live his life.
人生活当中很多的事情常常就像这个四季一样。
We know that in our lives, many things happen just as the four seasons.
有人说整个人生就像是四季。
And some people say that the whole life is just like four seasons.
在不同的季节里头，它有不同的特征。
In different seasons, we see different things happening.
在不同的季节，让人能够有不同的感受。
In different seasons, you have different feelings.
在不同的季节里头，可以看到它不同的美，不同的价值。
And in different seasons, you can see the beauty in the environment in a different way.
那其实最要紧的是，在这个不同的变化里头，需要有爱。
But the most important thing is that you must have love through the changes of the seasons.
如果有信仰，就会有神的爱。
If you have faith, then you have God's love.
如果有神的爱，虽然我们的人生好像四季，但是它是那么的美，那么的有价值。
If you have God's love, despite the changes of the seasons, life is still beautiful.
因为有爱，所以很多的事情它成为是美的，是有价值的。
Because of love, many things will become valuable and beautiful.
人生活在许多不同的环境跟层面里头。
We live in this world in different environments, and we have different sides, different facets to our lives.
在每一个环境、每一个层面里头，都少不了爱。
In every environment, in every facet, we cannot not have love.
夫妻之间需要有爱。
Between husband and wife, there needs to be love.
父母子女之间需要有爱。
Between the parents and the children, there needs to be love.
人与人之间需要有爱。
Between the peoples, they need to have love.
这个爱是一个很大的题目，其实是很难用几句话来把它说得完全。
Love, of course, is a very deep topic, and we cannot simply cover it all today by saying a few words about it.
不管我们是不是曾经尝试着要来把爱做一个定义。
And I don't know if you ever try to define love.
但是呢，我们都曾经感受到这个爱的力量。
But I'm sure that many of you have felt the power of love in the past.
我们可能本来不是很成功，我们变得很成功。
Perhaps in the past you were not very successful, and later on you became very successful.
我们回忆起来，就是我们经历了那种爱所带给我们的力量。
Perhaps you can think back and you realize that it was love that brought us this power.
有些儿女当他感受到父母亲的爱，他就开始尽他的本分，他就开始走上更成功的道路。
And some kids, when they experience the love of the parents, then they work harder, and then they start this journey on the path to success.
有些做丈夫的，他体会到太太的爱，他就变得走上一个 更成功的男人的道路。
And some husbands, when they experience the love of the wife, then they work hard and then they become more successful.
不管我们是不是能够把爱做一个定义，我们也都曾经为了爱而失望过。
Whether or not we can define this thing called love, I'm sure that all of us have been disappointed.
很多事情必须要有爱的内容，但是当它没有的时候，这是人生当中最大的失望之一。
We know that there are many things that requires love to be its content, but when the content or love is lacking, then this becomes a big disappointment in life.
虽然我们不晓得怎么来定义这个爱，但是我们也常常跟随着这个收音机，跟随着这个音乐，我们在哼着爱的歌曲。
Although we don't know how to define love, but oftentimes we sing songs about love or listen to songs about love on the radio.
有很多很久以前的那个爱的歌曲一直环绕在我们的脑海里头。
And there are songs about love that from many, many years ago, that still this rhythm is in our, the sound is in our head.
当我们来到教会，我们也常常这种心被感动、被激励，跟会众一起唱着神的爱。
And sometimes when we come to church, we may be compelled and encouraged by the love of God, and we sing songs together to praise God's love.
有不少的年轻人也曾经很着迷于所谓好莱坞式的这种电视影片的爱。
And of course,there are many young people at one point in their lives, they were deeply into the Hollywood's creation of various love stories.
不论我们懂不懂得来定义这个爱，在我们的生活当中，实际的我们在接触着，在体验着很多种的爱。
Whether or not we really understand what love really is,In our lives, at different stages, in different facets, we experience different types of love in varying degrees.
甚至很多的广告也在向我们推销这个爱。
And even some commercials on TV, they try to sell us this idea of love.
他们会让你觉得用了他们的产品，你会变得更可爱。
They want you to think thatTheir products are embodied or wrapped with love so that after you buy it or use it, you become more lovable.
让你觉得好像你不用那个产品，你就不能够 得着爱。
And the commercials want you to believe that if you don't use their product, unless you use their product, you're not going to be as lovable as you should be.
虽然我们不想去定义这个爱，但是我们的周遭许许多多的事情在替我们来定义这个爱。
Although we don't want to define love, but there are many things and people around us in our environment that tries to define love, what love is for us.
所以在真实的生活当中，有许多对这个爱的定义，甚至这个方法来提供给我们。
And therefore, in our environment, in this world, there are many, many definitions of love.Presented before us or ways for us to define what love is.
但是其实这许许多多的定义跟方法，它其实是很微小的、微不足道的。
But we know that all of these definitions and methodologies, they only encompass a very small part of what love really is.
只是让人知道说大家都知道爱的重要，都在努力的追求爱。
It's just so that you know that everyone is trying to be loved, trying to receive love, and love is important in all of our lives.
那这一本圣经的主题之一啊，就是爱。
And we know that one of the key concepts in the Bible is love.
圣经的每一个古圣徒啊，他们也都看重爱，在追求爱。
We know that the ancient saints, they valued love.And they all pursued after love.
我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31。
三十一节，你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
And now I will show you the most excellent way。
在这里，保罗说他要提供给这个哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹一个最妙的道。
Here Paul tells the brothers and sisters of the church of Corinth that he will show them the most excellent way。
那接下来就是十三章里头保罗所讲到的这个所谓的爱。
And he goes on to talk about love in the next chapter。
我们请看哥林多前书十三章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
第四节。
Excuse me, verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
第五节，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
第六节，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Verse 6, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
第七节，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Verse 7, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
第八节，爱是永不止息。
Verse 8, love never fails.
在这里保罗他来讲到如何来过爱的生活。
Here, Paul talks about how to live a loving life.
在这里保罗来将爱的真正的意义来做个说明。
And here, Paul explained the meaning of love.
今天早上就让我们用我们现在能够明白的人事物我们来想一下这个最妙的道理。
So today we're going to use some examples of people and things to share the teachings of love.
这里保罗说爱是很久的忍耐。
And here says that love is patient.
很多时候需要忍耐这个特性。
A lot of times we need patience.
尤其我们在学一些新的事情的时候，更需要有耐心。
Especially when we're learning new things, we need to be patient.
在学习新的事情，我们必须要调整我们的脚步。
When we learn new things, we need to adjust our pace.
在学习新的事情，我们需要调整一下我们的速度。
When we learn new things, we need to adjust our speed.
我们常常觉得说，在高中时代的这些儿女，他们功课非常的重。
We often see our children who are in high school, burdened with a lot of homework.
因为压力很大，所以常常这个年龄层的孩子跟家里头的人也最不容易相处。
And because they have a lot of pressure, it is very difficult for high school kids to get along with other family members.
这个儿女有很多的功课，有很多的活动。
And these high school students, they have a lot of homework, they have a lot of extracurricular activities.
其实家里有这样年龄的父母亲，在他们生活的脚步上也需要做一些调整。
And actually, for the parents with high school student kids, for the parents with kids who are in high school, they also need to make adjustments in their lives.
这时候的儿女，他们有很多的功课，其实父母亲也有很多的功课需要去做学习。
And these kids, they have a lot of homework, and of course, the parents also have a lot of homework.That they need to learn as well.
这时候如果双方面都能够有这个忍耐，那么这个家庭可以是仍然是充满着爱的。
And if both families If both parties are patient, then we can say that love still perseveres in this household.
从 A 要到 B， 不同的人他会有不同的走法。
From point A to point B, we know that different people take different paths.
有些人是要越快越好，他根本不留意两旁的事情。
Some people want to get from point A to point B as soon as possible, and they don't care about what happens at different places or different times.
有一些女孩子平常是很看起来很温柔的，一坐到这个驾驶座上你才发现说，哇！
There are some women, especially outside of their car, they are very meek and gentle. But once they get behind the driver's wheel, you are shocked by their behavior.
她是属于那种从 A 到 B， 她一定要快快的达到的那一种类型。
Because they belong to the type that wants to get from point A to point B as soon as possible.
有一些人呢。他是属于那种逛橱窗型的人。
And yet there are other people, they'd like to do window shopping.
其实他也不想买什么，他只是很喜欢看看两旁的一些新奇的事情。
And actually, these people, they're not really interested in buying anything. They just want to look at the window, what's in there, and look at what's new.
所以有时候夫妻有的就是这种逛橱窗型的，有的是这种快速型的。
So some couples, they're like the ones who want to get as fast as possible from point A to point B, yet others are like the window shopping type.
这时候就要互相跟对方讲，爱是很久忍耐。
And that is the time for them to tell one another, love is patience.
我们要互相做一下调整。
We have to sit down and be patient with one another.
我们要互相来配合得好。
We have to learn how to be a team.
这保罗说到爱是恩慈。
Paul also said that love is kind.
很多的时候我们会对别人来表现出这种恩慈。
A lot of times we show kindness to other people.
尤其是刚认识的朋友。
Especially friends whom we just met.
但是这个恩慈其实是要继续保存着。
But actually this kindness needs to be persevered.
尤其是一对夫妻，更是要常常对对方恩慈。
Especially for a couple, they should have kindness toward one another.
常常男女在交往的时候，对对方是充满着恩慈。
A lot of times, when a couple, when they're together, they're kind to one another while they're dating.
刚结婚的时候，夫妻彼此的对待都是充满着恩慈。
And perhaps even right after they're married, they're kind to one another.
但是在结婚一段日子之后呢，彼此的这种恩慈还是需要有的。
But after they've been married for some time, they still need this kindness in their marriage.
平常的朋友容易维持这种恩慈的相待。
And if they were just platonic friends, it's easy for them to keep this type of kindness.
这也就是为什么常常会让配偶有这种不高兴或者嫉妒。
And that is why couples often feel unhappy, or they feel jealousy, or they feel some kind of anger.
觉得说你对你的朋友比对待我还要好。
A lot of times the wives will say that, oh, you're nicer to your friends, than to me.
所以爱是有恩慈的。
So we know that There's kindness in love.
无论结婚了多久，对配偶还是要充满着恩慈。
No matter how long you've been married, you should always be kind to your wife.
这样子才能够让夫妻的爱能够更深入、更难忘。
And that is how you can deepen your love with your spouse to make it even more memorable.
再有一个 这个情人节。
We know that on Valentine's Day,
有一个家庭这个有个女儿一大早就打扮得漂漂亮亮要出门。
There was a family, and the daughter got up early in the morning, got all dressed up, and she was going out.
因为妈妈在昨天晚上已经告诉她，你可以跟你的男朋友一起吃午餐，那晚餐一定要回到家里来。
Because the mom had told her the day before, okay, I'm going to let you go out and have lunch with your boyfriend, but dinner, you have to come back and have it with the family.
所以到了下午，这个女儿呢，手中拿着一枝花，非常高兴的进了门。
So in the afternoon, the daughter came home with a flower in hand, and she was very happy as she stepped into the door.
她迫不及待的要找个花瓶来放这一枝花。
And she was frantically looking for a vase so that she can put her flower in it.
她看到她爸爸架着老花眼镜，人是很仔细的坐在摇椅上看她的报纸。
And she saw her dad who was sitting on a rocking chair and reading his newspaper.
这个妈妈在厨房里头忙着做晚餐。
The mom was busy in the kitchen cooking and preparing dinner.
她突然间有一打的玫瑰花。
And suddenly she realized that there was a dozen of roses on the dining table.
她就问妈妈说，这一打玫瑰花是谁的？
And then she asked the mom, who got all these roses?
这妈妈说，这是肯恩啊，要这个花店送给你的。
And the mom told the daughter, this is Ken, who told the flower shop to give them to you.
当妈妈这样回答之后啊，这个妈妈突然有一个领悟。
And when the mom answered the daughter, the mom had a realization.
就把女儿叫过来站在她爸爸旁边。
And then she called the daughter, and she told her to stand right next to the dad.
就大声地说，你们父子啊，父给我听着。
And then she said, you too, listen.
那个没有什么希望的送一打花。
She said, you know, the one who is hopeless gave her a dozen roses.
那个很有自信的送一枝花。
The one who is self-confident gave her one rose.
那个已经到手的一朵花也没有。
And the ones who already have her heart gives zero rose.
说这句话的时候指着那个在那边看报纸的那个家伙还瞪他一眼。
So when she said that, she pointed her fingers at the one who was sitting on the rocking chair and reading the newspaper, and she gave him a dirty look.
真的，我们常常这个结婚久了反而对我们的配偶是没有恩慈的。
And that is true, because after we've been married for some time, we lose this kind of passion and kindness to our beloved spouse.
不如说爱是不嫉妒。
Paul said, love is not jealous.
这个很多层面的爱它本来就是很敏感的甚至容不下一粒沙子。
We know that love can be viewed from different facets, and we know that love is very sensitive. It's very pure. It cannot even tolerate even a speckle of sand.
尤其是夫妻之间的爱。
Especially the love between a husband and wife.
那因为是这么的敏感，所以也常常让人爱的这个是非常的紧张。
And because this love is so sensitive, that is why the love between two spouses is very tense at times.
如果人与人之间常常是很紧张的，那么就大大的冲淡了那个爱。
And as long as you have this intensity or between the couple, this intensity will greatly reduce the passion in your love.
所以在这里保罗会说爱是不嫉妒。
And that is why Paul said here, love does not envy.
但是嫉妒一定会存在人与人之间的爱里头。
But envy always exists in the love between two people.
那事实上胜过这个嫉妒啊，并不是我们想象的那么难。
And actually, it is not that hard to win over this thing called envy.
啊，其实更需要的是有更多彼此的信任。
Actually, what is needed really is more trust between two people.
哦，用耐性，用时间来建立起彼此之间的信任。
With patience and time, two people can gradually develop trust between one another.
哦，这样子就能够克服嫉妒，能够减少很多这种嫉妒所带来的不好的经验。
And this is how people can win over envy and also to reduce the bad experiences of envy.
尤其那种很少得到爱的人，他特别容易会在这方面来嫉妒。
And especially people who receive very little love, it is very easy for them to become jealous.
据这个社会学家的研究的报告之一啊，那个问题的青少年，造成问题青少年的原因，一个很大的原因是这些青少年拥有很少的爱。
And the sociologists tell us that many of the troubled youth, maybe of many of the juvenile delinquents, are that way because they lack love.
所以他们会出于他们的本性，他们要去追求爱。
And that is why, using their own primal instincts, they want to go out and find love.
他们想要去拥有爱。
They want to go out and find so that they can have love.
那在这个过程里头，他们常常会有很多的嫉妒。
And in this process, they have a lot of envy.
因为他们恐怕他们这一点点的爱又被别人抢走了。
Because they are afraid that the little bit of love that they have may be robbed of them by other people.
曾经有一个老师啊，他就是专门带领这种问题的青少年。
And there was a teacher at one time who was responsible for leading a group of such type of youths.
校长总是会把这个有问题的青少年合成一班交给这个老师。
And the principals, he would organize the juvenile delinquents, all the bad students, and he would turn them over to this one teacher.
这个老师带这些学生，他第一个步骤就是要打破这些学生的这种嫉妒。
And the teacher, once he got all of these troubled students in his classroom, her first goal was to get rid of this envy or jealousy among them.
他知道这些学生，他们很不幸，他们拥有很少的爱。
She knew that these students all came from tragic backgrounds. They had received little love as they grew up.
所以在他们的生活当中会有这许许多多不对的、不好的这种错误的行为。
And she knew that because of the sufferings they had in the past, that is why they would continue to repeat some of the mistakes they keep on making in their lives.
所以他要这些学生们彼此之间不要有嫉妒。
So the first thing she demanded of her students was that she wanted them to stop feeling envy or jealous, between one another.
他告诉这些学生说，我对你们每一个人一定尽可能的做到非常的公平。
And he told the students that I will try to treat all of you as fair as possible.
所以你们不用特别的要来讨好我、巴结我。
So you don't have to really try and butter up to me or kiss up to me. You don't have to do that.
他说我们在我们当中啊，我们要有三种的彼此信任。
He told them between us,We have three types of trust.
他说全校的人很少有人会信任你们。
And he said, in this school, on this campus, there's not a lot of people who's willing to trust you.
但是我信任你们。
But I trust you.
那你们也要信任我。
And I want you to trust me.
那你们彼此，我们彼此之间也要互相信任。
And between us, we need to have trust.
他说我们这个学期我们就来努力。以 这三个层面的信任。
And the teacher told the students, from this semester on, we're going to develop these three types of trust.
所以常常他能够把这些问题的青少年带得很好。
And this is how He was able to help these troubled youths.
啊，他们渐渐的在他们里头有这个爱。
He was able to gradually develop love in the classroom.
啊，因为爱是不嫉妒。
Because we know love does not, there is no envy in love.
啊，保罗接着说，爱是不自私。
Paul went on to say that love does not boast. It's not selfish.
啊，这又是人生活里头人性的一个基本的一个啊一个倾向一个难题。
And of course, self-seeking is a difficult topic.
哦，这个嫉妒里头一定包括着自私。
We know that envy and self-seeking, these two are flip sides of the same coin.
哦，所以爱是不嫉妒，那么爱也一定是不自私。
Therefore, if love does not envy, love must not be self-seeking.
啊，当两个人彼此相爱的时候。
When two people love one another,
哦，很开始，一开始是很容易有这种无私的爱。
In the beginning, it's easy for them to show this selfless love.
啊，尤其是相爱的两个男女。
Especially a man and a woman who loves one another.
啊，不但是不自私，而且是愿意为对方来牺牲的。
Not only are they selfless, but they're willing to sacrifice for one another.
哦，但是渐渐的稍不留意，我们的本性又会回来。
And if gradually we do not pay attention, then our nature will come back.
哦，本来我们是在付出，现在我们渐渐的也想要从对方来获得。
And perhaps in the beginning we give, 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 and give, but now suddenly we want to receive, receive, and receive.
哦，从很简短的一两句话，我们就可以去感受得到。
From very simple words, one or two words, we can feel very deeply.
哦，人性是自私的。
It is human nature to be selfish.
自私破坏了人与人之间的爱。
We know that selfishness is the destructor of relationships.
啊，渐渐的，有人会对对方讲，这就是我所想要的。
And gradually, gradually, you will start telling the other person,This is what I want of you.
哦，那很容易的，这样的态度会渐渐的又占有了我们。
And we know that gradually, gradually, this type of self-serving attitude will come to dominate our relationship.
哦，当我们总是在想到说我能够得到什么，那就是我们爱在退步。
When we start to think about what can we get out of this, what can we get out of this,That means that our love is gradually weaning.
哦，我们如果总是能够想到说，我能够给对方什么，这个才是我们在爱上面的成长。
If we continuously think about what we can give to other people, then we know that our love is growing.
接着保罗又说到说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And then Paul went on to say that, love.It is not self-seeking.
啊，这个就是不自私的一个进一步的说明。
And love is not self-seeking. Basically, is saying that this person is not selfish.
啊，我们很容易总是要求别人照着我们的方式。
Oftentimes, we want other people to follow our ways.
哦，所以有时候我们听到配偶之间。这样对话。
Sometimes we hear a couple saying,
啊，这个先生对太太说，在球季的时候，我总是要坐在大荧幕的电视机前来看球赛。
And the husband would tell the wife, well, you know, during the season, the sports season, I need to sit in front of the big screen TV to watch my sports.
啊，这个太太会对先生说，你知道吗？我总是在星期天下午去逛街。
And then the wife would tell the husband, Honey, do you know that I would always go shopping Sunday afternoons?
啊，没有说出来，但是是一个很重要的提醒，你要跟着我。
The wife didn't outright ask the husband, but we know why she said that. She was hinting, Hey, honey, you should come with me to go shopping.
哦，这样的说法呢，啊，其实包含着很重的这个。只求自己的益处。
And of course, the way the couple talk, this conversation embodies self-seeking, the self-seeking nature of a person.
当然我们不需要是牺牲掉我们原来所有的一切活动跟我们的兴趣。
Obviously, I'm not asking you to sacrifice all of your activities and hobbies.
但是我们是诚实的说出来。
But let's be honest here.
我想要有怎样的活动在我们的生活里头。
You want to have certain types of activities in your lives.
那我们一起来想方法，我们互相的来找个方法，我们能够互相的配合，互相的来成全。
And you want to find a way, so that you can be a team or work together, work with one another.
让我们整个生活能够有一个协调，更加的平衡。
And so that your life can be balanced, so that your life can be in harmony.
接下来保罗说，爱是不轻易的发怒。
And then Paul went on to say that love is not easily angered.
我们必须承认很 有些时候我们会被这种让人不高兴的事情或者气氛来笼罩着。
We have to be honest here. A lot of times we're often caught up in this depressive or angering type of temperament.
有时候是从我们的工作带给我们的。
And sometimes this type of stress or depression has been brought upon us by our work.
有时候是我们的遭遇所带给我们的。
Sometimes this type of anger or depression has been brought upon us by our experiences.
有时候不是两个人都处在这样的一个气氛里头。
And sometimes not just one person, but both people are living in this type of atmosphere.
很多的时候其实常常是一个人是处在这种让他生气的这种环境跟气氛里头。
And a lot of times is one person who is living in this type of atmosphere.
那这一个人他当然不想要把这个气氛带给另外一个人或带给家庭。
And of course, this person does not want to cause other people or other families to feel the same way.
那周遭的人应该帮助他，让他能够不发怒。
And the other people around them should help them so that they will not be angry.
因为爱是不轻易的发怒。
Because we know that love does not anger easily.
那个想要发怒的人，他已经很努力的要让自己不发怒。
And the ones who get angered easily,they probably try to control their temper so that they will not anger easily.
那我们周遭的人应该也很努力的来帮助他不发怒。
And those of us who are around them, we should try to help them so that they will not anger easily.
所以能够给对方有个空间。
So that we can give one another room to maneuver.
我们从各方面更多的来支持对方。
So that we can support one another in different ways, with different methods.
接下来保罗说爱是 不计算人的恶。
And then Paul went on to say that, love does not delight in evil.
那这其实就是讲到彼此的原谅。
Excuse me, it says that love keeps no record of wrongs. And this means that love is always forgiving.
原谅对方其实是对自己是一个最大的奖赏。
When we forgive other people, actually we're rewarding ourselves.
不原谅常常让对方更远离自己。
When we refuse to forgive other people, actually we drive others far away from us.
这个不能够原谅常常是对自己一个更大的处罚。
Actually, when we cannot forgive other people, we're in fact punishing ourselves.
有人把这个十三章保罗所写的这个爱用自己的名字来代替。
And some people try to make a claim that they were the ones who wrote First Corinthians chapter 13.
那个爱字用自己的名字来代替。
And some people try to replace love, the word love, with their own name.
哦，这个不是在更改圣经。
They're not changing the Bible.
哦，这是借用圣经来给自己一个更好的提醒，更好的体会。
They're using the Bible to remind themselves, to help themselves.
哦，如果有一天你所爱的人，他在念这几节经节，能够用你的名字来代替这个爱字。
So if one of your loved ones in the future, they're reading the Bible, and they can read this passage with your name in place of the word love.
那在爱的这一个功课上面，你就成功了。
And I can say that you have completed your homework on this, you have completed your homework on this journey, the homework of love.
啊，真的像保罗所说的，这是最妙的啊，最妙的道理。
And just as Paul said, this is the most important word of God.
哦，我们如果好好的去体会，好好的去实践，我们的生活一定会更成功，更加的美好。
And if we work hard to experience God, to carry out His word in our lives, I know we are going to be successful.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn 393.